Good evening, everyone. You've tuned in to Paradigm Shifters. I'm Veronica Entwistle, and I work with the most wonderful coalescence of guides and angels, which give me a whole lot of perspective on what's going on with you and what's going on with me and what's going on with our species here on this crazy planet full of turmoil. I'm hoping you'd like to call in tonight about any number of subjects, but I thought we'd start off talking about the Women's March. And I want to talk about it in a little different way, because I'm sure you've all seen news broadcasts and numbers and all the rest of that. But I keep thinking, you know, we gather and we roam for a long time, for 3 or 4 hours all over the world, not just the country, but all over the world, talking about needing to be respected, needing to be supported, needing to be loved and honored and not brutalized and treated like what are we, like elegant flowers, like beings who are kind of seeds or morsels willing to make huge inventions in the world and change the progress of society. Oh my goodness, we are an amazing species. When we're nurtured as such and given such, we really help each other bail out some terrible problems on this planet, don't we? So I was thinking about the speaking to you all on the radio, and I was thinking about all the social network and stuff and seeing the marching. I'm going, let's continue the march. Let's continue marching through the radio. I don't mean just marching, but thinking about respect, having places to connect with one another out of utter respect for one another, seeing one another needing support as we go through challenges and changes. We've had so much, violence and ruckus and selfishness and so on and so forth for far too long. And I think we're all a little bit sick of it. So I thought, okay, in the heart and the spirit of making a difference, in the heart and the spirit of connecting round and round the world, let's turn paradigm shifters into you and I, shifting the paradigm, the kind of paradigm that says, if I have it, you don't. If you have it, I don't. Rushing for spoils and all these other things. Let's get beyond that. Why don't you call in and talk to me about what's going on in your life? Maybe you've got some comments on what happened with the did you march? Did you go into the Women's March? Did you have great ideas? Did you not go? And did you have really good ideas about not to? Were you afraid that it would be combative? Were you thinking it was a waste of your energy and that the support wouldn't work? It's really very, very interesting subject. And I know a whole lot of you went out and even braved weather and so on. So how about calling in? And we're at 888. Oh, goodness, I have to put this number down here. let's see, 888-627-6008. I would love to speak with you about your attitude about creating some kind of solidarity for all of us around the world. You know, things like stopping the bullying. We keep hearing about that, and I'm going, why is it still going on? We all know better. Rising up inside of ourselves and finding the power of supporting one another, not who's better and who's worse, but who's got the courage to support one another and build. There are things we're having some awful times on this planet right now. For example, with all kinds of, we've got a lot of pollution on the planet. And we've got people like, for example, Elon Musk, who are suddenly creating out of he had a lot of money, but he's also creating with a certain amount of grit his own little space shuttles and so on. And he's doing all of that out of recycled material. He's moving through the status quo. He's doing it his own way, isn't he? I mean, people like that exist on the planet. People who have this huge sort of scourge about oil and so on are learning to create their own solar power. People are creating free energy. We don't like it because of the marketplace, but think about the other half of it, which is empowering people to empower themselves is going to create all kinds of other businesses, isn't it, when people feel empowered. We don't have to all be controlled and kept down. So I really would like you to call in and tell me what you think about maybe creating and generating respect for one another and human possibilities around this planet. Where have you been that you would really like to see that change? I've put up the number. The number is 888-627-6008, and I'd sure like to talk to you. All right, so I think it's really interesting that there were people marching as far away as, and I'm not just going to talk about the march. I just think it's a really good example about the human spirit and how it rises and how it connects with one another, no matter how different or disparate our existences seem. Now, women have common factors all over the world, right? We make babies, we have children, we began agricultural products and so on in the world, all over the world. There are so many things we've done. We know how to create homes. So do men, I know that, but we have a whole bunch of really strong nurturing power. And nurturing is probably the best word. So when we think of people all over the world marching, I think of people are standing up for nurturing, standing up for respect, standing up for creating, standing up for education, standing up for stepping out of being either brutalized or dominated. I know an awful lot of wonderful men who are really tired of the patriarchy as well. So this is not just feminism hating menism, no way. Okay, we have a caller. I'm really glad you're calling in. Athena on line one, welcome. You are a paradigm shifter, hi. I can tell already.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi, honey, how are you?
I'm good. I wanted to ask, like, what are things that the guides are saying we should do, like, after the march and beyond the march? Like, I know of some general things or just different things we can do, but what are some things we can really do to help keep the momentum and pushing, you know, this subject forward? And
that's a really good question. Now, the guides will talk in a certain way. Some people, well, a lot of you know this already, but they keep saying build waves of consciousness. What that means is many of you have studied, already seen before, that when people meditate together in a group, they send out a large wave of higher energy, and it reduces all the difficulties, the contrasts, the fighting, the alcoholism, the robbery, and so on in a certain space all around that. The energy moves out like a wave, and within that wave, there's a reduction in all kinds of difficulties. And they're telling us to keep ourselves sending out waves and waves of consciousness. And how do you do that? You call in light, and you breathe it out, and you send thoughts of love and respect, even to trees, even to the oceans. You just keep sending it out there. When you're worried about somebody, you send them love and you send them light. And overall, what we learn is to rise our consciousness and make sure that what you send out into the world is a win-win. And that's one simple way. And I'm going to talk to Eliza on line two, and we're going to stay with your question probably throughout this whole hour. Athena, thank you for kicking the ball, girl.
Hi, thank you. Thanks, Veronica. Bye.
Thanks, bye. Eliza, how are you this evening?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I'm wonderful. So do you have some questions? Were you on the march? Not that you have to be. I'm just interested.
No. I was watching my grandsons. But I have friends that went up to L.A.
So what do you think about it all?
I think it's important that we have the awareness, but that we don't, like you said, we don't revert to angry thoughts. We have to be really clear about keeping that elevated thought at all times. I'm a Christian Scientist, and the idea of you can't fight fire with anger or fire. Basically, you have to fight it. You have to really look at the fact that you're not fighting, that what you're doing is seeing the highest and best in each of us.
Mm-hmm. And also, you know what's interesting about Christian Science, because you just heard me talking about the meditation, how they've done these sample meditations. And so I was studying Christian Science for a while. I've studied many, many different forms. But the Christian Science people that I studied with all talked about during the big bombings of London, the Second World War, they just prayed there are no, you know, what is it? God does not drop bombs here. God does not create that. And anyway, as they said their prayers and they said their meditation, most of them didn't have any bombs hit them, even though they were, all their neighbors might have been bombed. Have you heard those stories?
Well, there's a, so one of the commanders is a Christian Scientist that was in World War II, and he, the prayers that went out, which is not really talked about, is the fact that the entire nation of England was praying, and Christian Scientists everywhere, especially in the UK, were praying, but that there was complete cloud cover. There was absolute divine protection throughout the entire time. They didn't think they'd have the ability to get anyone out, and they got thousands of people.
Wow.
There's a whole book on it, and I'm trying to think. I'm a blank because we talked all about it one evening, the book that's written all about it, and the man who was one of the major captains of the ship. I guess he was an admiral, I believe. But anyway, I can look it up and post it on the Facebook page who it is. You'll be really interested. It's amazing that an entire country prayed.
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe it
because what it is you know, this it's spiritual energy. So I'm not even for people who aren't necessarily in quote spiritual, just sending positive energy out there can protect many, many people. But also on a one-on-one level, if I'm looking at you and I think, yeah. Oh, you're Christian Science. You must be weird, right? So I'm going down in my thought. But if I look at you and I say, oh, you and I are on the, you know, we're both trying to make a difference here. So let's just send positive energy toward one another. We both gain. We both feel better. We get stronger. And together we become much more vital. So I just think it's such a magical thing. That's the first thing the guides always talk about. It's not of any particular type. Send those waves of consciousness out there. Respect each other.
Yeah, and I think we, as we move towards more enlightenment, are becoming more spiritually grounded.
Mm-hmm. That's a good term, spiritually grounded. I like that because it's funny because I think of spiritually as being up in the air, and grounded in the air is a brilliant. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. So what do you see as, what do the guides give you as far as maybe just an outlook on where we're...
Well, what
I feel like the march better. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, you go ahead. You feel like the march is what?
I think the march had a better energy to it than some of the original stuff because there was so much anger.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this carried less anger.
Okay, so I want to say one other thing, Eliza. Is it Eliza or Eliza?
Eliza.
Okay, that's beautiful. But I'm thinking that what's happened between the first march, which had a lot more disruption, this one, apparently a lot of people in that interim had begun their own political process, becoming very involved in politics, making a difference, creating projects on the, you know, in their communities and so on. And my guides are really interested in us continuing. One of the ones they want me to do is just to continue the kind of vein of interest in conversation, moving as if it's a cyber march, wandering off and, you know, through. It just means talking to each other, reminding each other how amazing we are, how powerful we are, and reaching out to people, especially we're talking women, but we know a lot of men who love us who would be right there with us too. But sending out that kind of information and gathering people for projects, whether it's, some helping with the heal. I always think the healing communities are so amazing, and they might not be in the medical establishment, but we'll need them if they cut back all kinds of funding. My guides keep saying, keep your heads together, keep your hearts together, and keep growing your skills and talents, and reach out and really make a difference amongst people where it's needed. And you can do that if you communicate enough and there's enough solidarity. Mm-hmm. Do you agree with that?
Yes, mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, I think that if we start to look at the fact that medicine is becoming more and more supported by prayer, and they're having much more success with it, which, as you know, Christian Science is metaphysically based healing. And when you really grasp that healing can come completely from a metaphysical standpoint, there isn't so much fear surrounding the idea that medicine is going to be too expensive or it's going to be unavailable, because you eventually move to a point where you realize that medicine is not what heals you.
Exactly.
And then the fear disappears.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful. So all the ways we can learn to radiate that healing consciousness is going to help all of us.
Mm-hmm.
So however we do it, and prayer is tremendous. I love that you called in. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I hope to stay connected. Yes. And we have Lori on line one. Lori, welcome.
Good evening.
Hi.
I just wanted to share a little snapshot that's happening in Hollywood. I live in Los Angeles, and I thought this was really fascinating when we talked about things evolving and changing for women. And we know Hollywood has been on the map in its own little microcosm, exposing a lot of sexual harassment in the industry.
The whole Me Too.
And,
The whole Me Too movement, right?
Yes. So what I wanted to share was in the last literally 3 days, I got wind of there is a Marvel movie. I found this really fascinating, where the superhero is a woman. It's Captain Marvel. And apparently they consciously went out looking for a production sound mixer.
Oh,
and that is radical, because there are only maybe two handfuls of women production sound mixers, meaning on set mixers in Hollywood recording dialogue on the set with the actors. That was the first thing. The second thing is I just heard we had our very first DP ever nominated, meaning cinematographer, for best for a cinematography award in the Oscars.
Oh wow! And really?
This all happened in 3 days, and I know that sounds maybe trite for some people, but having worked in the industry for 25 years, that is huge. Huge.
Well, I want to jump in and say that the last question was what would the guide suggest that we continue to do? And one of the things they are suggesting all the time is putting women into positions. So you're just saying the same thing. You're just coming at it from a different thing. But I'm smiling, mm-hmm. going, exactly. Mm-hmm. And women are going to be moving into, it's not just about women. It's about the evening out of the dysfunction from the patriarchy. And like I said earlier, I know a lot of guys will be very happy to see that even out as well. But this is a very good example, Lori. Thanks for sharing that.
Sure.
What about you?
Sure.
You going to do it?
Huh?
Are you going to be the one?
And the one what?
The
one
sound
the
mixer?
One that... Oh, no. They've already hired another woman. But I was very encouraged because I've never heard of anything like that where they really were the production producers really were seeking out that kind of energy. It's just never, I mean, it's unheard of. I mean,
but it's like funny. A wave. I mean, wave is moving, is it not? The wave is actually moving.
Exactly.
I'm so
and that's what
excited.
I want to share in its own little microcosm. That's mm-hmm. what I experienced in 3 days, yeah. Mm-hmm.
How wonderful. How great.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
You have a good evening.
Hey, thanks for your call.
Okay.
Bye. I think that's really exciting and what Lori was just sharing, but I think we're going to see more and more and more of it all over the world, and I do think men are going to be happy about it. And it's going to... I think we can keep it going, as Eliza said, through prayer. But to me, it's how we focus in on the world and how we focus in on each other and staying, you know, keeping a straight look at what's possible and listening for higher guidance all the time and prompting one another to step forward. I think that we've got a lot of changes going on. I also was thinking about situations like jail, people who are doing certain spiritual practices like oneness blessings and so on, have gone into prisons and have made a huge, huge difference in the consciousness of prisoners, for example, helping felons become unfelons, if there is such a word, or getting over that kind of reducing addiction problems and so on. So I think that the attitude that causes us to become very, very strong, the attitude in that says we are rising up out of a kind of a difficult swill, a very combative, suppressive swill. We're rising up out of that. That is a flow, isn't it? That's a vibrational, energetic flow. And as we all get into it, we will make a huge difference in people all over the world, and in war places, in alcoholism, and all the things that they've studied. Who else? Is somebody going to call in and say you were on the march? I wonder if anybody here wants to talk about being on the march. Because I feel like there was a lot of talk, there were speeches given, and there was sort of deep understanding. There were a lot of kids that were on the march. And if I feel like we're like what my guides keep calling it is an awakening. There's an awakening kind of shimmering around the world. We've known this for quite a while amongst humanity. There's an awaking up to what some people will call becoming unlimitable. We have the ability to be an amazing critter with a lot of unlimitable qualities. We can have tremendous perspective and perceptions. We can perceive how we are around the world. Trust those of us who can see things or feel things and perceive things can know that. We can have unity going around the world because we see and know the depth of the heart amongst people. It's really interesting. And I feel like in that awakening, some of the dividing lines, I don't know if this is possible But some of the dividing lines, ones that are very rigid between, say, religions and countries and so on, a lot of those are going to kind of melt, are they not? Because how can you be in bondage to a tricky system? I guess I'm talking anarchy here. I don't mean to be. I'm just saying we have been so confined and so limited by prejudicial attitudes. Look at the white supremacist thing. Whatever. We know better. A lot of us know better that skin color doesn't tell you who's a good person. The amount of money that you have doesn't say also who's a good person and who is refined and defined within himself or herself. And it takes an awful lot of awakening to be able to sit with people and not have those boundaries designed by some external focus, like the best hairdo, the best suit. And I really believe that there's going to be tremendous awakenings going on and show up in, like Lori was saying, in movies, in movie making, possibly in television, which would be better. The media is really kind of destructive to our mind. A lot of the media has been teaching us to rebuke one another, to be really, not all of it, but to be separating groups of people and defining and redefining what we're capable of doing and what we want to think about. I mean, it's really amazing. But if we're awake and if we're waking up, we can start using it differently. I was taught years ago that waking up is going to happen through people, even if it's people who are at the head of the military, people who are the least likely, because it's actually a rising of the energy fields within us so that we're an evolving species. And I think a lot of you know that there are new frequencies being downloaded. You have, you're an energy body first, then you download it into your physical second. All right. And those energies are absolutely full of light. They're light and information. And anybody who's ever had acupuncture or any of those Reiki, any of those energy tools that can help you heal, knows how powerful energy is when you begin to harness it in more subtle ways, and that we have free energy that can light up our houses. So I'm so conscious lately that the energies of the universes are being, they're way faster. We have a number of energies moving into our atmosphere and into our bodies, into our earth, that are moving at a much higher frequency than ever before. We don't know what to do with that. And what's happening is we're learning, a lot of us are learning how to consciously involve those energies in our vibrational vehicle of self. And the more you can bring those in consciously, guess what happens? Is the functions that you have get to be much more powerful and much stronger. Your ability to change, your ability to heal, your ability to understand, your ability to, for example, fix things, truly understand the pain of, for example, the earth, and truly fix things. Your ability to empathize with one another, it can be a crucially important situation. And empathizing with one another is a great way to learn to send waves and energy from one to the other. I know how you feel. And if I send this, I know that this will make you and I both feel better. We have an ability, an uncanny and absolutely untested ability to create healing waves around this planet. What do you think of that? I hope somebody's going to call in again. Otherwise, I'm just going to keep talking. I see some people out there, and they feel like you're very stuck in your own belief structure, which all of us are in a way. And I see a couple of people who are both financially debilitated and feeling very stuck about your potential to be, for example, perceiving clearly and sending waves out into the world to change the world. It's possible, but remember, you don't want to do it all alone. You want to hook up with other people. So let's just call in right now. We're just going to call in some of these new frequencies. And just take a minute. We're going to do a breath thing here. And we're going to call in some higher frequencies. Excuse me. Call it down in through the top of your head and cycle it round and round and round in your body. And as you cycle it round and round and round in your body, you may actually feel kind of a buzz in yourself. Do you? Do you feel kind of a heightened sensitivity? And if that's true, good. If that's true, you could send it. I'm seeing this little family and they've got some financial woes and they've got something going back to the medical issue that we spoke to with Eliza about the Christian Science situation. I'm not speaking about being Christian Science right now. I'm just saying if we can bring in these new frequencies and being physically conscious of the fact that you're a little bit higher, more electrical energy than you had before, you can then start applying those to your life. So you pick up your little girl and you put this wonderful energy radiating off your hands onto her back. And her little, she has some kind of injury on the back and it starts to feel better and so does her tummy. So you're starting to heal, but she takes that presence and she knows. You see, what we're doing is we're building up the flow of this kind of consciousness that there is a power in each of us. And I want us all to practice that. So when I look to you out there, if I'm seeing you and you're financially struck and having difficulties, and I look at you from a distance, right? And I go, oh, that poor woman. Oh, my Lord. She's got to raise those two kids. And, oh, my goodness, I don't know how she's ever going to get out of that. That's one approach, right? Otherwise, I can look at you like this and go, oh, I see that woman. And I see that she has two children. Her husband seems to be either gone or has left. I'm not sure if he's just away. And so I see that. And then we send light. We send absolute protection to you. Or another way to do it is saying, I pray for protection for this woman. Yes. And very often when people are seen and known for who they really are, guess what happens? They pick up speed and they start feeling better. You see? So we're sending energy to this woman. So if somebody worries about you, just say, don't you dare. Don't you hold me down with your worrying. Just send me light. Send me light and lift me. Because if I see you struggling and I look at you and I go, wow, you have a lot of power and you have a lot of strength and you have a big heart, or you can open your heart so that it can become a big heart. If we can say all those things to you from our own minds, you're going to feel a whole lot better. But if I say, poor you, wow, this is going to be an awful 10 years, you're going to feel less than. You know that? And so I'm saying the Women's March shouldn't be just around the political. I think it should be around us reinvigorating in ourselves the use of our hearts, use of our courage to send light to one another, the use of our the nurturing qualities, you know, the same tools that we use to develop an agrarian lifestyle way back when. We did that because we're always feeding our children. So we develop ways to grow plants, right? And then we develop a whole agricultural system. And why? It's because we've got this really deep urge to nurture. And it's the same thing when you're sending out energy to people, or you're feeding people with food, it's kind of the same thing. You understand what I'm saying? And as this is passed round, as we connect with one another and we pass round so consciously and so carefully, we all feel stronger no matter what else is going on the planet. And I'm so pleased, Nadia, you're calling in. Hello, hello, welcome.
Hi, Ronnie. Hi. Hi. I just felt the energy of your prayer right there. Right there. Oh. I was listening. And I know you were sending it out generally and to that family, but I felt it. I felt the energy of it. And I want to make a difference. I know I have gifts. My own physical issues right now are slowing me down. And yet I think, how do I get unstuck from my inertia and get out there and offer my inner peace workshops and do my stuff? I am a bit stuck, a bit distracted by my condition. I have a neck degenerative disc thing in my neck, and it's affecting my hands, and I usually do Reiki, and I'm thinking, what's wrong?
Let's play with you as if you're one of those little voodoo dolls that will stick pins in, you know.
Okay. All right.
I'm playing with you. I'm not doing that on purpose. I'm just saying. See, yeah. One of the things that Nadia is talking about, Nadia has the natural light of a healer. And you have it. You also have the insecurity. Yeah. You're not really sure if you have the right or the permission or some. There's a whole bunch of self-esteem issues that you've been dealing with for most of your life. And I'm watching and saying, this degenerative neck thing, I'm always trying to remind people lately, try not to call it that, because that's so physical. If you can, if you can look at your neck, for example, as consciousness of self, right? All these reactions to life spiral up through your chakras. Most of you probably know your chakras, those energy centers that run aspects of your psyche. You go through something on a survival chakra level, and then the energy that comes off that through transformation, through experience, starts to spiral up through all the chakras. And then when it gets up to the throat, where you're wringing wisdom out of your life's experience, right? What happens is your throat gets cluttered because there's so gall darn much that's trying to squeeze through that little gateway to wisdom. And when you talk about your degenerative discs, I'm going, but look at your neck, your consciousness of self. And I've already said this in different ways, but your consciousness of self is absolutely hurting because it can't decide that it's okay. It's so fraught with, but I didn't do this, and I'm inert, and I'm this and that. And we're teasing you. We're saying our kind of information to pass on is, come on now, you need to sing. You need to move your neck and your head very gently over and over and realize all that wisdom-making energy is stuck at your throat. And your neck is holding your head down because it doesn't know how to be confident about yourself. But you can do a whole lot by moving it around. And I can move some of it, and so can the people at home. We can send energy into your neck, and you notice there's a little release there at first, and then we're doing it again. And you can imagine your neck elongating on purpose. One time when my neck was misshapen, I started going to the chiropractor, and then I moved to Israel for almost a year. And whilst I walked around in Tel Aviv, I imagined the angels reaching down and pulling on my head, lifting it ever so slightly. And when I got back to my chiropractor, I think it was 9.5 months later, he said, I don't know who you've been seeing, but your neck's in great shape. And it wasn't. You see? Do you see what I'm saying?
And like I look at divine traction.
Yeah. And also, if you imagine the angels reaching down and pulling up your head, it's quite fun. It keeps me busy. It's a meditation. And I look at you and I go, oh, honey, you've got a lot to do. There are people around you who could use your help at any given time. You got, I don't know how many friends you have, but you've got people right around you. And that's one of the things women are really good at, is reaching out and making somebody a cup of tea and putting a hand on them and seeing if they need any help. We're very good at that, you know, even though we learn not to sell ourselves out. Now, I want you to talk for a minute, because your body is realigning as we talk. Did you feel that right in your rib cage? Something moved in there.
I'm feeling something. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, certainly. Thank you for that. It's a much better way to look at what's going on, as, you know, the wisdom getting stuck in my throat and needing to be expressed. I do little things. I take care of people's dogs and live at their houses and drive their daughters to ballet and so on. But I really need, that's what it is. I need to express my love, my healing energy. I know I have skills that I've taught to people that have helped them before, and I'm having trouble getting up and getting going again. It's like I need to do a little group, and I don't know the same people, and I don't know where to do it. I know I have much to give. I'm my own worst obstacle.
Yeah, but your biggest problem is you think you're missing something. And I'm going, stop that. You think you're too inert. I think that was your word. And I want to tease you and go, no, you're not. You just have to get wound up. You need people to say, I need you. When that happens, you're right there. Boom. Do you understand that? But you're the one who moves. You're probably a water sign.
I am.
And I used to think astrology was very confining and very unnecessary. But then I had to wear the egg on my face when I realized that I could categorize people according to, or at least temporarily, according to their sign, because I could watch how your energy moves versus what my energy does and what Mary Lou's energy does and so on. So I realized it's a way to define how your energy naturally moves, and yours pools. It pools, and it's easy for yours to seem inert. But if you take a stick or a paddle and you push water, doesn't it move well? Yeah. You need to find ways to push.
How can I push it?
You need to find, first of all, in yourself, and this is for everybody at home as well, in yourself, you got to find that place that knows you've got something you want to do to help, because this is about helping. And as soon as you do that, it hits your belly, and I see a way that you're going to devise even reaching out and helping one person. Because I'm telling you this, and I would write it on a piece of paper. Once you start going, especially now when you've been laying wait for a while, there's no stopping you. You won't put up with it. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
So we're devising a tool, which is a way of thinking and being and understanding yourself, to recognize, A, you have a right, which is a question you have. B, you have a lot of talent. And C, people need help. Who needs healing? Everybody. Get to work. And I also think you have, the fourth thing I'm showing is you have a good sense of humor. When you do it, you get a big bang out of yourself.
I do.
And then regarding a cyber march, you just reach out and connect to other people who are struggling with the same thing, and you help them. You know, just make it a social event. Go out for tea, but let's all keep each other empowering one another. You see what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
Even make t-shirts. I don't know. I'll let you go for now, Nadia. It's nice to hear your voice, and it's nice to see your light.
Thank you, Ronnie. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And Ethan's on line two. Hello, Ethan.
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm having fun.
I'm enjoying it. I mean, my question, I believe you just actually answered. I enjoyed the analogy of the stick moving the water, and the idea of just pushing forward is the first step. But I was just going to ask, what do you feel... as a male, what's a way that I can, I guess, kind of push that forward as a male ally for women and to push forward?
Yeah, and
like
it really...
You're talking about nurturing.
Well, I think you're very naturally... See, here's something interesting about you, Ethan. I look inside of you and I see this really wonderful light, and you have a light which leaves a space in you, meaning... A lot of times the old male model would be, there's no space. You got to be strong and you got to be pushing. But you have a way of actually holding a space for someone to have opinions and and someone to have ideas where you can say, oh, that's good, I could hear that. That's the biggest gift you can give, because you're one who, there are some issues, I don't know what you're doing right now, except that there are some issues coming up where people are going to be a little confused. I'm not sure whether it's I don't think it's a big personal thing, but you're in a community where there will be some kind of confusion or disruption going on. And you're the kind of person who will hold that space, which we spoke of, and people will feel safer, and you'll assure them that they can keep going. You won't stride in and take over. See the difference? You'll work in harmony with what's needed. But that being said, being a man is a really helpful thing as well. I sort of laugh and go, you know, we kind of roam around and take millions and millions of points of view or something, and then the man goes, draws the line, right? And that's helpful.
Right, right.
So I'm kind of teasing you now, because it looks like there's this situation coming up, and you're going to be the one that stands there looking very quiet and very amicable, and you're going to make people feel really safe and kind of protected, and all of a sudden you'll go, okay, we'll do this, and the women around you take it with respect, because you are absolutely respectful
kind
of
work
them.
Work together to get to the definition, I guess.
And honey, don't underestimate the value of being the male there, because we need that. You see what I mean? But if you get patriarchal, we'll have to smack you over the back of the head, right?
Well, that's fair. That's fair.
And I'm only teasing. We wouldn't do that, but you know what I'm saying. But I appreciate your call. Do you have any other questions before you hang up?
No. Yeah, I was just kind of just thinking about it as I was listening in.
I'm really glad
you're talking about just the natural nurturing, and I like that. I like that, because I think everybody needs to help nurture anything and everything in some way. I really like that.
We need to nurture the trees and flowers too, don't we?
Absolutely, yeah.
And the birds and bees. Well, thank you for coming on to the show. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me. All right. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Well, that was an interesting, I'm so pleased to have a male voice on the call as well. Now, is anybody else going to call? Because here's what I'd like us to do. I'd love to get some feedback. You can email me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com, or you can, I have a website, veronicaentwistle.com. My website is about to go under construction. Woohoo! But you'll still find it there, veronicaentwistle.com. And you can email me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. And I wonder what you see in the future. Do you see us... not just us, but this whole awakening, I'm going to call it the awakening, that's going on around the world. Do you see networking of any sort? Do you think like little, little streams of information, just putting things on Facebook, setting up groups? What do you see is the best way to do it? I don't think most of us want to spend our time doing creating grand magazines or anything. Make movies about people becoming conscious about one another's needs too, since we were just talking about Hollywood and how actors and actresses have made a huge difference with the complaints about the patriarchy and rebalancing that. I'm expecting that movies will have a lot more of that intricate balance between the male and the female. But anyway, if you feel like it and you feel like you have a lot of ideas, which we haven't expressed yet here, I'd love to hear your point of view, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. Or here, we're on Skype. You could probably type a message in, but we might have hung up by the time you get around to it. So again, call in 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. And a simple thing to do also would be to see, for example, there was a shooting in a school again. This is a simple example. If we all put our thoughts and feelings and heads and visions together, and we just envisioned as best we could healing and felt the healing energy pouring into that school and to all the people that were connected with that event. If we automatically did that, I know we would reduce a lot of the backlash stuff. Somebody mentioned earlier that it seemed more angry last year than it was this year. And I think it's true because we're learning to be more and more productive about making the changes on the planet. And one simple, simple way might seem like nothing, but it piles up, is to focus on difficulties that you see in the news or focus on difficulties when you're out and absolutely radiate a higher light. A light of protection, a light of understanding, a light of love. Love is one of the greatest healers anyway. And when we're afraid, we don't feel love, do we? So practicing sending love into some very unloving situations is going to turn the energy of that. Remember, the world is way smaller and everybody is screaming for some kind of solution out of the squeeze and out of the fear of everything's going to go wrong and we're running out of space and we're getting polluted and all of that. But there are solutions rising, and you're going to see those solutions more and more easily as you send light into difficult situations and look for some results. Good. We have Dante on line one, just in the nick of time. Dante, how are you?
Hi, how are you, Veronica?
I'm good. Having fun.
I'm sorry, I don't want to take up any time. People want to talk about your idea about social media, so I'll be quick, but I did go to the Women's March in Los Angeles on Saturday.
Good.
Which they said was the biggest march in the country. They said there were like 500,000 people there. And I did want to just comment, there were lots of guys there. And to address the concern people have that it was like angry and negative, it actually was, yeah, there were some people, you know, being defiant, but there was so much joy. It was just really an uplifting feeling.
Wonder.
Lot of like joy, you know, and the women, yes, the Hollywood, you know, there were Hollywood stars up there talking about their own experience and how, you know, and that just felt such a relief, and like to be able to, people to be able to express it. And it's incredibly diverse, as you know, Los Angeles is. So you have, there were a lot of people from all walks of life and a lot of young people. It's just, so it had this really positive energy. So I just wanted to say that, because about, you were asking if people had been to the march.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that so much. So you didn't find it exhausting or depressing or anything, did you?
No. I mean, I was tired by the end and a bit cold for L.A., but it was actually, it was a really, I thought, had a lot of joy and energy there. So I don't want to take time if there's people calling and want to talk about the social media and what to do.
Well, I'm just, I just think we're brainstorming today. Like, what would you see as an ongoing thing? We can't be marching all over the place. I don't think. I personally can't.
Right.
But what would you see as a great way to continue the wave, as how I see it, is the wave of consciousness.
Well, I think, you know, the young people know, you know, how they want to shape things. I mean, they're frustrated because it's kind of like the older patriarchy or the old establishment that represent the patriarchy, you know, are kind of getting in their way, right?
Right, right.
So I can't really, I'm not adept with, you know, social media to speak to that, but
but I do think you have a quality which you're talking about without actually saying it, which is to listen to them is very important,
yeah.
Isn't it? To actually hear the ones that are different age categories with the wisdom that they're innately wiser than we were, at least than I was, aren't they?
Well, we've, you know, tried to. Everybody just, you know, tried to talk the baby boomer generation, you know, tried to like involve your kids more in the world, right? I think we tried.
Mm-hmm.
So now they want to be involved. We got to get out of the way, I think.
Well, I think also anyway. they've been born with an accumulation of, I swear this is true, and I'm not, I don't know if I swear, but there's an accumulation of wisdom. like I'm an intuitive. They say it takes a lot of soul, a lot of different lifetimes to come up with being able to use that intuitive doodah that well. So then I go, okay, well, given that, don't these little kids, aren't they born and they've already gathered enough information to carry the wisdom that they seem to have at a young age right into the world, whereas we might have had to break through. You see what I mean? It's like they've brought a lot of wisdom with them as well.
Interesting. Yeah. It seems just, like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just hypothetical. They might not be ready to take charge of a crazy world yet, but I think listening to them is pretty important.
Not, you know, last year was more angry. You know, this year there was sort of more joy in it. And even though it's a protest march, you know.
Well, that's good. Would you agree that last year they did set up some activities and a lot of people have been busily active during that time as well?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're seeing some results from some of their, their activism, you know, changes in some elections and so forth.
Mm-hmm. I think so too.
From a spiritual standpoint, that's, I don't know.
Well, I like it, and I'm really glad you called in. I just feel like we're going to keep it going, and it might only be from my little corner here, but everybody's keeping some, not everybody, many are keeping something going, and we can't drop it. We can't let ourselves become rude to each other anymore. We can't, you know, we can't just go into that old style. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you're right. It's hard, though.
Or to the planet. All right. Well, many blessings. Thank you so much for calling in, Dante.
Thank you.
And nice. All the others who called in, I've really enjoyed it. I hope we accomplished something tonight. I enjoyed it thoroughly. So we'll do it again. Be in touch. Let me know what you think. I'm Veronica Entwistle. You can check my website, veronicaentwistle.com. We have a lot of podcasts and so on. And I think I'd like to do some more live call-in shows. So whatever is your opinion, let us know. Veronica@veronicaentwistle.com or leave a message on veronicaentwistle.com. Thank you all and many, many blessings. Remember, how we see one another makes a huge difference on empowering or disempowering people. And when you send that positive energy out, boy, you could change the world. And together, we can really make some big waves. So many blessings, and thank you all for calling, and good night.